Hi there. Welcome to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey. I'm a reporter with TXF and I'll be taking you through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. This week at txfnews.com we have a webinar from Sullivan & Worcester on recent regulatory changes in the world of trade and export finance, a keynote interview by Catherine Morton, Head of Trade, Treasury and Risk at TXF, with Janusz Wladyszek, CEO of KUK, the Polish Export Credit Agency, as well as a new feature on the top tropes of the last decade in export finance to celebrate 10 years of TXF. Now on to the news roundup. Firstly, in export and project finance, the OECD has introduced a new methodology for the calculation of its commercial interest reference rates in an attempt to reduce inequalities between member ECAs and bring CIRRs in line with market rates. The latest figures suggest that the new rates will increase the cost of ECA debt across the board. CIRRs are the OECD's minimum interest rates for export finance as stipulated under the Arrangement on Officially Supported Export Credits. US Exim has revealed its new financing terms that will bring its products in line with the newly updated OECD arrangement by offering longer repayment periods and greater flexibility for most transactions. US Exim will now offer 22-year terms to projects relating to climate change mitigation and adaptation, as well as nuclear energy projects. UKEF has announced two new deals this week. It will back a £120 million financing deal for Trifast, the industrial fastenings firm. It will support the construction of a new national distribution centre in the Midlands. UKEF has also revealed a £99 million direct loan with Wolverhampton Wanderers, the Premier League football club. The deal was completed a year ago and is the first transaction of its kind between a football club and UKEF. It will be used for operational costs and general cash flow. Now in commodities and trade, the Electronic Trade Documents Act will receive royal assent in the UK in the coming days before coming into effect in 2 months' time. The Act will give certain electronic documents used in trade finance the same legal status as paper documents. It is expected to transform the speed of exchange in international trade, as up until now the industry has largely relied on the delivery of physical documentation. Shell and BP have filed for arbitration against Venture Global LNG for failing to supply its contracted cargoes while it sold to non-contracted customers as the cost of gas soared. They claimed that they were denied billions of dollars in sales by Venture Global's failure to deliver the contracted fuel. Australia's Neo Metals has signed an agreement through one of its indirectly owned entities with Glencore to supply vanadium-bearing products from its Finland plant over the next 5 years. The deal can be extended in 2-year increments if both parties are satisfied with the arrangement. That's all for this week, folks. Thanks for listening, and don't forget you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Hope you have a great week.